With the Winter Olympics in full swing, Salt Lake City is enjoying the roar of the crowds, the thrill of sporting excellence, and, of course, the attention of the world. And hosting the Winter Olympics also gives the city another opportunity, the chance to gain prestige and boost the local economy. But the rewards of the Games can be fleeting. Lake Placid, New York, hosted the Winter Games twice, in 1932 and again in 1980. The village has been fighting ever since to translate its Olympic history into lasting prosperity. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
In 1932, when New York Governor Franklin Delano Roosevelt brought the Olympics to Lake Placid, he was hoping to spark the economy in one of the poorest regions of the state.
I welcome you, the representatives of many of our sister nations, to this, the opening of the third Winter Olympic Games.
With the Adirondack Mountains as a backdrop, the Games were a hit. But with the Depression looming and the war years and the growth of new winter resorts out west, Lake Placid's luster faded. Once more, locals looked to the Winter Olympics for a jumpstart. This village of just 2,000 people lobbied hard and lured the Games back in 1980. The centerpiece of that year was an epic hockey match between the United States and the Soviet Union. Al Michaels gave the play-by-play for ABC. Lake Placid's mayor, Robert Politi, watched the U.S. victory in the Olympic arena.
After that game, people were dancing in the streets. There was so much celebration. It was just a wonderful time to be in Lake Placid.
But once again, the promise of Olympic prosperity seemed to slip away. Millions of tax dollars had been spent on facilities, and Lake Placid's name was everywhere. Then came what locals call the slump.
You were on such a high during the 1980 games, and then after the games were over, it was just like, where did everyone go?
Lake Placid was left with world-class ski jumps and ice rinks and sled tracks, but there were few events to fill them. Shops here along the village's scenic lakefront began to close. Jeffrey Seagrave is an Olympic historian at Skidmore College. He says this sobering moment often follows the glory and the hype of the games.
Monies are poured into the Olympic venues and the Olympic buildings and the Olympic facilities, often at the expense of public services. Sometimes cities are left with buildings and infrastructures that are not used much.
But Lake Placid was still seen as an economic engine for northern New York, where unemployment often runs twice the national average. The last 3 years alone, New York's Olympic Regional Development Authority spent more than $50 million taxpayer dollars polishing and rebuilding the village's attractions. Ted Blazer is Orta's CEO.
The community built its legacy and well-being off of sport to bring people in here so that we can maintain the stability of the economics of this region.
With state-of-the-art facilities, Lake Placid has attracted more top-caliber competitions like this ski jumping tournament.
People from all over the world trying to make their mark today. Sew up that spot for their Olympic team.
As the athletes hurl into the blue sky, twisting and spinning, a crowd of tourists huddles in the stands, wrapped in bright down coats and thick gloves.
That is what we call a stick.
Also on hand are camera crews from CBS, MTV, and Japanese television. Ted Blazer says this kind of coverage creates an image visitors love.
It's real. It's not contrived. We are not running a theme park. Everything we're doing, yes, we gear it for competition.
The strategy seems to be working. Trendy chain stores and coffee bars now jam every available space. Unemployment has vanished. Visitors like Dolores Yager from Niles, Ohio, say the village's Olympic history is a huge draw.
It's very important. A hockey game when the United States won, it's awesome. I still got my scarf from 22 years ago.
Even with these benefits, a $50 million investment of state and federal dollars may sound like a lot for a village so small you can count the stoplights on one hand. Tourism officials say the benefits go beyond Lake Placid, drawing visitors to the Adirondacks and to all of New York State. The legislature seems committed to keeping the current boom alive. Another $7 million will go to support these Olympic venues next year. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Lake Placid.